Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. A warm welcome to you this Tuesday. A novice is plagued with deception and will face a number of difficulties when starting out in ministry because of this. Today, Bishop Dag will remind you why it is important to listen to and learn from people that are not novices. Once you analyze a non-novice's actions and listen well to how they speak, you can learn from their example so you do not fall into error. Bishop Dag will also emphasize the need for good relationships and learning from and interacting with others ahead of you in order to find favor and to do well in ministry. We are escaping the pride that comes from the shallowness and emptiness as a newcomer filled with inexperience and pride. Receive the grace to graduate out of being a novice as you listen to today's teaching.
Father, thank you for the blessing we have today. Guide us by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, you are blessed. Amen. Are you excited to be here?
Yes.
Are the Zoomers excited to be here? Are you not feeling sleepy?
At all.
All right. Well, tonight I have a short Bible lesson. All right? You like short Bible lessons? Beautiful. Now, not a novice is a topic generally. And not being a novice is very important, because a novice is plagued with certain difficulties. 1 Timothy 3, verse 6. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. The devil fell into condemnation. And the condemnation of the devil occurred because of his pride. The first sin in the world was not Adam and Eve. It was Lucifer that we know of. And it is obvious that the world we live in is just a section of the world that has existed. Any scientific person, as well as any museum in the world, testifies clearly to the fact that we are in a specific era which has lasted just about 6,000 years. 2000, we are in AD 2020, so that you can relate with 2000 back. Christ to Noah is 2,500 roughly. Because how we know the kings of Israel, all right, Joshua, Moses, and so on, there's an idea of the timeline. And then history also tells us when Israel was captured by Babylon as well as by Assyria. All right, so they had these two captivities. This is historical. So going all the way back to Noah, the flood. The flood is where there were three people left. And then we had a restart of the human race. So that's like 2,500 years. Then from Noah backwards to Adam is about also 1,500. You know, Methuselah was 1,000 years old, remember? And then these guys had give birth. I think one of them had a child when he was 600 years old. That was his first child. And so on. So we know their ages. And through that, we are able to calculate this time period. All right? But the museums of the world, in Germany, in England, in America, anywhere, will show you the age of animals and of other creatures which were far, far older than 6,000 years. Even the earth itself, you have the age that they are estimating is millions of years. So like we are just a recent addition to the world. All right? And so you can see how unimportant we are. And then this age is also coming to a close, a cataclysmic conclusion. You get it? And in Matthew chapter 24, you see, this is not really the message, but it's also the message. Why would you say that it's not a message? You know? Yes. Jesus went out of the temple to show the buildings. For his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. The disciples were so excited about the temple. So they took Jesus to go and look at the temple. Look at it. The disciples came to show him, Jesus, the temples, the temple. They were so impressed. It was like one of the wonders of the world. People traveled from all over the world to come and see this Solomon's temple, which had been greatly expanded by King Herod. When King Herod became the overseer of that region, he expanded the temple. So it was not the original temple that Solomon built. Solomon built and then he expanded it. It was a very magnificent structure. And it was Solomon's temple and all that. So when they showed him the temple, they were so impressed. Jesus didn't say, well done. He said, there will not be left one stone on top of another that shall not be thrown down. Matthew 24 verse 2. That's not a nice thing to say when somebody shows you his house or shows you and says, what, not even one stone is going to stay on top of the other. Would you like that if somebody told you that about your house? There'll not even be left one stone on top of the other. But look at verse 1. I think you didn't see verse 1. Look at verse 1. Verse 1, please, I beg you. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to show him the buildings of the temple. They were so happy and impressed. And like, Jesus, do you know, have you seen here? Have you seen here? Have you seen here? Have you seen here? So they're taking him around. And Jesus' response to the tour was that these buildings, the stones will be turned upside down. All right? And as he sat upon the Mount Olives, they went from the temple. It's a short walk to the Mount of Olives. When you go to Jerusalem, you have to go through the Kidron Valley, and then you are on the Mount of Olives, right where the Garden of Gethsemane is. So when you stand there, you look straight and you see the walls of Jerusalem, or you see straight across. So that's where Jesus was standing on the Mount of Olives and was saying, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. All right? And the temple is right there as well. Now, as he sat down on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came privately and tell us, when shall these things be? Which is what he just told them, that one stone will not be left on top of the other. You get it? And What shall be the sign of thy coming? And then also of the end of the world. Are you watching?
Yeah.
So here you see specific questions were being asked. The things you said, no? When will they happen? How will we know? All right? And then what's the sign of you coming? And then the end of the world. The world is the world I'm talking about that started from Adam to Noah, flooded out everybody, okay? And then restarted right up to Jesus, and then Jesus to us. This world is a small world of 7 billion people. Proud people who don't fear God and don't respect the laws of God. So they asked, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of the coming and the end of the world? All right? And then Jesus answered that, don't let anybody deceive you. Okay, which is one of the main things in getting to the end of the world is deception. Deception is something that when it's over, you are so sad that you've been deceived. You say, oh, I was wrong. Chele, but what was I thinking about? You get it? Seven times Jesus talked about weeping and gnashing. Five times weeping and gnashing. Two times wailing and gnashing. Wailing and gnashing. Five times weeping and gnashing. And twice he predicted there will be wailing and gnashing. Which gnashing speaks of regret. Regret because you can't go back to undo and correct what is there. Then he said, many will come. So if you read this, this is the greatest prophecy of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit found it right that all three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, should record it. And it's important because it's like three cameras in this room recording from different points of view. You get it? And so you have the same story, but from three points of view. Beautiful. Matthew's point of view, Mark's point of view, and what Luke remembered. Okay? So it's slightly different, but boiling down, one of them talks a little more about homosexuality. One talks about, doesn't mention it, and so on and so forth. And in Luke, he explains about the temple. But here he doesn't. He goes straight to the end. And he talks about, you hear of wars, rumors of wars. Don't worry, that's nothing. Nation will arise against nation. International wars. And in my estimation, and in the estimation of many Bible scholars, believe that this nation shall rise against nation and kingdom shall rise against kingdom, happened in 1914. For the first time, the word or the term, the terminologies, you know, terminologies are things that are introduced at certain points. When we had epidemic, then they thought it was some. But when it was pandemic, then it's like everybody's demic. You get it? So the terminology that was used, we never had that before. World War. World War I. World War II. A war that involved everybody from Burma. My father-in-law fought in this Second World War. He went to Burma, I think, and fought in Burma. A Ghanaian. It involved and engulfed the whole world. There was no part of the world that was not involved. Israel was involved. Palestine was involved. That's how come Israel became a nation. Israel became a nation on the 14th of May, 1948. the war ended. Hitler died on the 30th of April, 1945. And Germany surrendered on the 7th of May. And that was the end of the World War. And 2 years and some months later, Israel was formed. So they celebrated 70 years, 2018. 70 years as a nation. Are you watching?
Yeah.
Yes. And Donald Trump has also come to make Jerusalem the capital. Wow. Amazing. So, these are the beginning of sorrows. And you have wars, rumors of wars, nations, then famines, of which we have plenty. Pestilences, that is what we're having now. And earthquakes. That is why when we had this pandemic, I was not surprised when we had the earthquake. And I did mention it. It's not that I was predicting an earthquake. You know, if I knew these things, I would be so happy to say that I knew it. You get what I'm saying? Yes. I'd be so happy to say that I've seen an earthquake. That would be nice. Pray for me to have such a gift. But right here in the Bible, I see Jesus predicting these things in a series. Okay? That's what I have. So it says all these are the beginning of sorrows. Anyway, but he gives us a specific sign of the end. He says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So the preaching of the gospel to all nations precipitates the end. All these things don't bring the end. The end is brought about by the preaching of the gospel to every nation. So as soon as God feels that this sign is fulfilled, just as all the other ones were fulfilled, especially the destruction of Jerusalem, which is found in the Luke 21 story. You know, in Israel and in these places, they have flat roofs with a staircase outside that you climb out of the staircase without going inside the house. So Jesus said, if you're on the rooftop, don't bother to come to take your things. Start moving. It's like, this is it, your chance to escape and flee. And that's exactly what happened. When Israel was surrounded, Titus, a general from Rome, came. He for a moment had the news that the emperor had died and so on. So they temporarily withdrew from Jerusalem. That was the sign. Go. AD 70. So for that short moment, those who believed Jesus went out. Then when they sorted out in Rome, they came back and surrounded Jerusalem and they slaughtered everybody. That was the end of Israel. AD 70. They said blood ran in Jerusalem to this height. You see, the things in the Bible are not metaphorical prophecies. You get what I'm saying? They are not spiritual things. That is like imaginations. But they are real things that happen practically. You know? So you've got to be careful. And so Jesus is predicting that the end of the world comes when the gospel is preached to all nations. Amen. Amen. And so it's important for us to focus on what Jesus said and also to know that we are in a special season. You know, that's why I said, when I see the pandemic, I ask myself, like, well, what is really happening? Yeah, like, is this the four things together coming and then it's going to catapult into a cataclysmic conclusion? What do you think? It could be. Could be that we are sitting in it. So all your projects, you know, the plans we have, I think that maybe everybody should have a friend who has maybe lived in a war before. The other day I was talking to somebody who came from Liberia. And I was asking, and she said, oh, we have this already in Liberia, just like this, Ebola. Anybody who goes to visit somebody who has that sickness comes home with the sickness. And everybody who gets it dies. And everybody is in his house. And everybody is afraid. And nobody wants to go out. There's nothing like school. There's nothing like your project. What you are doing doesn't matter. But only that maybe we haven't seen it before. But this is it. It's called pandemic. Epidemic. Are you there? So, brothers and sisters, it is important, you know, like Jesus, like Moses said in Deuteronomy, and also Peter, when he was preaching, said that God is going to send a prophet, and that anyone who doesn't listen to this prophet will be destroyed. And I believe that that prophet is Jesus, and that if we don't listen to him, we will be destroyed. Amen. Are you there or you are leaving? All right. Now, Jesus Christ, I want to say that a lot of things we have sound negative. But when a novice is looking into the future, he sees only good. But when you are not a novice, you see good and many other things. So although his disciples were so excited about the building, you get it? Jesus was explaining to them that not one stone will be left on top of the other. No, that's serious. So when you are a novice, you cannot believe the prophecies and the predictions. So it's important to listen to people that are not novices. Amen? I've almost finished. This is the last point. It's important to listen to people that are not novices. All right? And then you hear what they say. Okay? How they think. They think differently. Genesis 49. Does it. Now, Genesis 49. Wow. Are you wanting to listen to someone who was not a novice? Yes. That's Jacob. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. You see? An old man who is sitting at the bottom of the Iroko tree can see further than the young boy who has climbed to the top of the Iroko tree and is looking with binoculars. The old man who is sitting at the bottom of the Iroko tree can update the young man who is at the top. Shall I update your files from below? Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben. Now he's going to prophesy to all his children. And his prophecy is based on things also that have happened. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. You get it? The beginning sounded nice, isn't it? Yes, it sounded good. He said, my might and the beginning of my strength and the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. So he's telling him that because of his instability, he's not going to do well. And the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So in a double mind about things, loyal and disloyal, happy and not happy, excited and flat. You understand? Smiling on one hand and a moody face on the other hand. Supportive when you are present and backbiting behind. Double mind. It means you have two minds. You have two minds. Two minds make you unstable. A double-minded man is unstable. And he said, unstable as water. Think of water. Have you ever seen water standing? It's always moving. It's always moving like this. If you like, look at it closely. Even a fly touches it, there are ripples. So unstable, therefore, means double-minded. It's unstable. And you will not excel. You know, coming into the ministry for myself, you get it, has been a decision I took when I was 25 years old. You get it? And I decided I am going into the ministry. I've never looked back. No. I've never had two minds. You can ask my wife. It has never occurred to me that I'll do something else other than what I'm doing. Which is not what I'm doing as like maybe I'm preaching to people in the church, but to serve God all out, never. It has never crossed my mind. There was something else. When I took the decision, even the devil knew that I will not change my mind. Yes. Inexorability in the mission. Amen. I have not entertained two minds about things. About relationships. All the people, when I relate with somebody, it's, my mind is that I'll relate with you for life. You either be at my funeral or I'll be at yours. If I say somebody is my brother or my son, you know, you often hear me saying, you are my son. You should know whether you are my son or not. I should be calling you my son. You know, one day I met somebody, he was a politician, and he was describing, he said, look, you know, this person who likes calling people his son, you know, and you see that people notice when you keep calling people son, you know. So let the son call you, if possible. Yes. You should know whether you are my son or not. I don't have to tell you. If my relationship with you is you are my son or you are my daughter or you are my friend or you are my partner, it is, I don't have two minds about it. No matter what happens. Maybe you have two minds, but I don't have two minds. I don't have two minds. Yeah. I'm not thinking, you know, there are people who say this, and then they say, I don't want something that I can't say when you are not there. I don't like those things at all. When you say something and the person hears what you are saying, the person will be surprised. You will not excel. Because you have two minds. A mind that you reveal when the person is there, and another mind you reveal. The mind, two minds you have, give you two tongues. And the two tongues is what's called double-tongued. Yes. And all the relationships that we have had in church with all my pastors, bishops, from the beginning, that's the kind of relationship that I've had. That is why when somebody leaves, it has a certain a heartbreaking effect. Because the mind is one mind. Yes, one mind that you are my family. Your children are my children. And you are, even if you are my uncle, whatever you are, you can choose your role. You get what I'm saying? You can be my uncle. Frank. Uncle Frank. Are you listening? Yes. You know, when I decided to be in the church, that's it. I'm in a church. I'm committed. So, have your mind well formed. It makes you excel. Yes, it makes you excel. And be stable. Yes. When you say for better, for worse, however things are, go. That's it. That's what it's for. Stability. It makes you excel. Amen. Is it beautiful? Yes. So if you want to excel, make up your mind. Make up your mind. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a financial this. This, that. Financial engineering. This. That is why, you see, even when you come out eventually and say, here am I, send me. It has lost its quality. Because circumstances, you know, we have people who want to be employed during the corona. Why don't you wait in your old job till corona is over before you come and apply? Why don't you wait till corona is over? When corona has gone, then you come and apply. They've laid you off at your workplace. Now you've seen that God has called you. You've just seen it. Hey! Suddenly you've seen that the full-time ministry is not metaphorical. It's not a spiritual full-time. It's a literal full-time. So, let us stabilize our lives. Oh, yes. Stabilize our lives. Stabilize your relationships. Amen. Stabilize your commitments. So that what? You excel. And a novice, you know, is looking to see which party should I support. Should I support this group? Should I support this part? When you see that these people are winning, okay, let me give something here. Let me, okay, join here. And that's why you don't do well. Because a little here, a little there. Okay, these people are winning there. Okay, so I'm now this party. Okay, I'm now this party. Take your stand. For me, I stand for Jesus. Amen. Beautiful. Amen. All right. Now, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. So, an instability, thou shalt not excel. And then going up to your father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Now, here is again somebody who didn't know his limit. Do you get it? Maybe it was one of his father's earlier wives or later wives. Yes. He's not really going to her anymore. You get it? So you still need permission, or you still have to know that no, this one no, cannot be. You get it? You know, if you go and stay in somebody's house and the person says, feel free, eat whatever you want, the house is your house, my house is your house, everything is here. It's a way of speaking. It's a metaphorical, my house is your house. You don't have to get up, you get what I'm saying, and start frying fish in the night. You've gone to the freezer and then open up, searching for things, going to the kitchen, organizing, taking things, and start organizing your own dishes. It was a metaphorical speech. My house is your house. Everything I have is yours. You use any of the bathrooms or toilet, and you have gone into the house owner's toilet. When he's coming there, the whole place has been scattered. So you have to know your limits. And there are certain things that it's difficult to recover from. Crossing into your father's couch. You have to be careful of things that are precious to your father and of some sanctity or value to your father. And you have to be careful, because crossing a certain line can invoke the greatest curse that you would have had. So Reuben, he never took his stance on anything. It was Judah who was strong about saving Joseph. But Reuben, no. Like this, 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 like this. When they say this, oh, I flow with this, I flow with that, I flow with this, I flow with that. And then on top of that, as he was flowing with his father, he went to take what was precious to his father. Even if you don't think it's precious, maybe he's staying somewhere, you should know. You know, I think that if you live long enough, you see patterns and cycles. You just know you will not do well. You will never do well. You are not cursing. You see, when Jesus says, not one stone will be here, left this on top of this, this on top of this, this on top of this, it's not cursing. It's saying what will be. That's how the world is. So be careful what you think you are touching or playing with. You may be touching the wrong, painful spot. Unstable, thou shalt not excel. Are you still around? Yeah. It's a long journey to go through this. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. They were violent people. Do you see? Oh, my soul, come not down into their secrets, unto their assembly. My honor Be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. So he's saying, my honor should not be with you because you are wicked and violent, wicked and cruel. Let my honor not be on you. Now, when honor is taken from you, you will understand the value of honor. Ridicule, shame, dishonor. It's not a small thing. People kill themselves over such things. So, when Jacob told his son, because they killed, remember when Dinah was raped? They are the ones who went to kill. They told them to circumcise the whole town. They tricked them. They tricked them. The guys couldn't believe it. They circumcised. You know, there are grown-ups who want to be circumcised. There are grown-ups who want to be circumcised. But they fear the pain. That maybe it will be so painful. But they want to be circumcised. This whole family accepted it without anesthesia. Yes. Without antibiotics. Without Panadol. Without Tramadol. Without Buscopan. Without aspirin. Without sleeping Valium. Just raw. You see, and they use a stone. You can't be feeling okay. And when, after 2-3 days, everything was swollen and they couldn't walk, then these guys, they dealt with them treacherously. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But you see, Jacob did the right thing. He said, you can't have respect. Because you are murderers. Hey! Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. These are not good things, but he's saying what is going to happen. And I'm saying that a novice can't believe that this will lead to this. Do you see? Give me one equation. Y is equal to MX plus B. Y is equal to MX plus C. No, give me the longer one. Yeah, full equation, the equation. 2x squared minus x minus 1. No, that the other one you gave me, that formula. Plus or minus b. Ready, go. Plus or minus b. Square root of 4ac minus 2a over 2b is equal to what? It's equal to x squared. It's equal to x. Yes. Plus or minus b square root of 4ac minus 2a over 2b is equal to x. You see, when you are a novice, you can't believe it's true. You get what I'm saying? You can't believe it's true. That plus or minus b and the square root of times the square root of by the square root of 4ac plus. Say it out loud. Thank you. Okay, ready, go. X is equal to minus B plus or minus square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. Aha, put it there. That's it. X is equal to minus B plus or minus square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. You see, when you are a novice, you can't believe that it's equal to X. You see, you can't believe that this is X. This and this and this times the square root of this over this divided by 2 is equal to this. Yeah. You can't believe it. This is true. This is true. Somebody found it out that X is equal to minus B plus or minus square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. Somebody found it out. So people can't believe that cruelty, not being kind, being a traitor, being treacherous, promising somebody something and promising someone to marry our sister and letting the person go through this pain and slaughtering the whole family is equal to X. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. But when you are a novice, you will not believe it. You think that, oh, don't mind him. Look at him. Says that this and that. Ah, da, da. This is the whole foolish man. Who do you think you are? Are you the only one whom God has spoken through? Has God not also spoken by us? So, you have to watch out, because when you see such a formula, even me, I did maths up to a point. I can't believe that somebody can discover something like this. It's amazing. Put it back there. X, that this is X. Can you believe this is X? Huh? This is X. X is actually minus B plus or minus the root of square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. What is A? What? A squared, AX squared plus BX plus C is equal to zero. Find X. A, B, and C are constants. You see, you didn't know. And that is what, I don't know these things because I believe it. But I don't remember. That is true. AX squared plus BX plus C is equal to zero. Where A, B, and C are constants. It's always equal to zero. This and this and this. Honor your father, honor your mother. This. It leads to this. Always. But you won't believe it. Because when I look at the formula, I say X is equal to minus B plus or minus the square root of, into brackets, B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. Wow! Fantastic. Whether it's plus or whether it's minus, it always comes to X. So, learn it. When you see things in the Bible, when you are a novice, you just look at it and you just mock. And you just laugh. You say, oh, what is that? Don't mind him. Don't mind him. The same hand that lay hands on you, the same hand that proclaimed you to be a pastor, the same hand that officiated your wedding, the same voice that you listened to and rose up in the spirit and became a child of God. Don't mind him. X, what? It's equal to what? Minus B. Plus or minus. It doesn't matter whether you plus or minus. Minus B plus or minus. Square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A will always come to X. And the man gets clapping for this formula. Clapping. Thou shalt not excel. You go to your father's to insult him and make fun of him and ridicule him. It will not work for you. You kill people. You are treacherous. You sabotage them when they never expected. Don't expect to be happy. Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, thou art gone up. He stooped down and he couched as a lion, as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Hallelujah. Amen. So here he blesses Judah. And if you go back, you see that it was Judah who really fought for the release of Joseph. Judah was the main person. And all these other older ones, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. So sometimes there are events on your life that now determine the outcome of the rest of your life. And that is the most critical event that has happened in your life. And you must make sure that when that critical moment comes, you do what God wants you to do. One day I had a thought in my mind, something I was going to do. Then suddenly, a door, which is 3 feet wide, 3 feet, normal door, instead of going through the door, I went and I hit my head on the side of the door. Pow! But the effect of that was I immediately thought of what I was thinking. And it made me suddenly check my thoughts. That am I thinking a wrong thinking about whatever the topic was? Because I suddenly became alert. I was thinking of something. I will not tell you. You want to know everything. But I was thinking of something to do. And then it jolted me. And I realized that the Holy Spirit was bringing to my mind, careful, no, don't think that way. It's wrong way. Wrong way of thinking. Yes. There are moments in your life, like the day that Joseph was thrown into the pit. That was a determining moment for all the brothers. Yes. The treachery, the wickedness. And they knew it. And it affected their children. He said, you'll be scattered in Israel. But Judah, he says, the scepter or leadership will not depart till Shiloh come. That was prophesying about Jesus. Are you there? So I'm just saying that a novice doesn't believe that X is equal to minus 2A plus minus square root of whatever. But Judah, he knew it. Amen. Now, Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea. Wow. And he shall be a haven for ships. His border shall be to Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass, couching between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good and the land that it was pleasant. And he bowed his shoulder to bear and became a servant unto tribute. Dan shall judge his people. Verse 19. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. May you overcome at the last. Amen. Amen. Out of Asher, his bread shall be fat. He shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. May God anoint your mouth with goodly words. Amen. Then he came to Joseph. Now he said, Joseph is a fruitful bow. Bow, bow, choose it. Even a fruitful bow or bow, Charlie, check it. Bow, bow. By a well whose branches run over the wall. May your branches go over the walls that surround you and restrict you. Hallelujah. Now, it says, bow. Okay. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. So, Joseph is one who was accused painfully in his life. The archers have shot at him. So, whatever arrows have come your direction, shot at you, surrounded by arrows, bleeding all over. You are just like Joseph. He says, the archers have sorely grieved him and it hurt him badly. You know, don't be worried if you are hurt so bad. Why? Almost every film ends with the hero winning but bleeding. Winning but what? Bleeding. Have you not seen it before? Or sometimes on admission. But he's still the winner. Yes. Always winning but bleeding. You see, he walk. Have you seen Rambo? Yeah. First blood. Huh? Or with a girl. Wounded with a girl. Rambo, the last one, also the same. Which other film do you know? Extraction. And that one, he died. Or did he live? We are not sure whether he lived. Somebody saw him in the toilet. Huh? Taken. He came with his daughter home, but they were limping. Isn't it? Yes. And which other film again? John Wick. Always bleeding. Yes. What about these Chinese people? Jackie Chan and co. They beat them, isn't it? They beat them. Their face will be swollen. Rush hour. I mean, they are always bleeding, limping in an ambulance, or the hospital are coming for them to take them to the hospital. But die hard. But they are the winners. But they are bleeding. That shall be your portion. He said, the archers have surely, sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But what happened? But his bow abode in strength. That means he maintained strength. And the arms of his hand were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. So he maintained his ability to pull the bow and arrow strong. It takes a lot of strength to push an arrow to fly 1 mile. So even as they were shooting at him, his bow abode in strength. He maintained his strength, even though he was bleeding, like Rambo them. Have you seen there are some ladies who can fight? I watched a film with a lady who could fight. They beat her, but she was still the winner. Yeah, like this. At the end of the film, she was on admission. And her daughter came to look for her. She was fully wearing the hospital dress on admission. Yeah. His bow abode in strength. You are surviving every crisis and every arrow shot at you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee. Kamaloba Shababa. Who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee? So two things, God shall help thee and God shall bless thee. Wow. So Jacob was speaking to Joseph, and he knew that Joseph was a prophetic son. He knew that he was a prophetic son. And he said, God shall help thee and God shall bless thee. Wow. May God help thee and may God bless thee. Amen. Amen. With the blessings of heaven above, the blessings of the deep that lieth under, and the blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of heaven are spiritual blessings. The blessings of the deep are the wealth, the blessings of wealth. Because all the wealth is deep, the gold, the oil, everything is deep. And the blessings of the breasts speak of comforts and healing and supplies. Whatever is needed that cannot be counted, receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. And the blessings of the womb. The blessings of fruitfulness. Yes. God will make you fruitful, even though they shot at you. And they be shooting and firing. Now, the blessings of thy father. This is a man of experience speaking. May the blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Yeah. What he was saying was that the blessings of his progenitors, which are Abraham and Isaac, the blessing of he, Jacob, the father, has prevailed above the blessing. It was more than the blessing that came to him from Abraham and Isaac. Yes. And the blessing have prevailed. You see, your blessings prevail over your life and cause things to come a certain way. The blessings of thy father have prevailed. May the blessings of your father prevail over curses and over all contrary words and contrary winds that seek to blow you off your course and off your life. Hallelujah. And on the crown of him that was separate from his brethren. Maybe you were separated from your brethren. Don't be too sad. Sometimes it's the separation from your brethren that becomes the reason for your blessing. So that God has to separate you from your house and separate you like he separated Joseph. You couldn't make a whole team of 12 people the prime minister of Egypt. If David, the Pharaoh, had seen all of them, he said, hey, they want to take over my nation. He had to come alone. He had to be separate. He had to survive the prison. He had to survive Potiphar's house. He had to survive accusations. The archers shot at him and sorely wounded him. But the blessings prevailed. He was blessed with the blessings of the heavens above. Blessings of the deep. May you experience the blessings that are deep down. And the blessings of the breasts. The blessings of comforts and love. And the blessings of the womb. Fruitfulness and productivity in every sphere. Mahatapa kashabalabasa. Mandola bakaparandala. Years ago, I passed by a building in the same area where we started our church in Accra. And I saw a church. The name was something with light in it. There was a word light, I think. I'm not sure, but I think so. Light. And the building was made of wawa boards. And it had been there. That was like the established headquarters of that church. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you'd have been here, you know. You'd have been here. You think I'm the only doctor who has started a church? I can tell you many doctors who have started churches. Don't think because I'm a doctor. You'd have been here. The blessings of thy father have prevailed. Look, it is blessing that takes you from a certain place to another place. It's called the blessing of the womb. A blessing of producing and bearing fruit. Mahata falobaka, tamunda kapala. You see, when I say we have targeted 3 giants in Africa, Congo, Nigeria, Ethiopia, only a blessing can make us fruitful in these mighty nations. They are not small countries with complexities, with wars, pandemics, epidemics, forests. No jobs, no security, many things, political barriers. Yeah. That's why I say that it takes the blessing of God for you to have. It's called the blessing of the womb. Let everyone that is watching receive the blessings of the womb. Bring forth abundantly. Multiply exceedingly. See increase and multiplication on every level and on every front. Let the blessings of the womb be upon you from now in the name of Jesus Christ. And the blessings of the heavens above. Spiritual blessings from above. Blessings of anointing. Blessings of patience. Blessings of heavenly love. Blessings of the goodness of God. Of the fruit of the Spirit and of the gifts of the Spirit and of the supernatural presence of God, the blessings of the heavens above be upon you and upon your life from henceforth and forever in the name of Jesus Christ. And Benjamin shall ravine as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he charged them and said, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed? So may you experience blessings, and as a novice, you are being translated and transported from being a novice to believing in the complex formula. Yes, the complicated and not easy to see through formula that only the wise and experienced can see. They can see through. They can see through your wickedness and know that this thing will lead to this. Your honor will be taken away because it's too much wickedness. They can see through your going ascending to harm your father in a way that he cannot easily recover from. And he sees that for this you shall not excel. May your eyes open to believe in the Holy Scriptures and the way they are fulfilled literally and practically. Tamoshakaba, not metaphorically, but in reality. For amongst you the Lord shall raise up of your brethren a prophet, and him shall you obey. For whosoever shall not obey him shall be destroyed. May your heart be open and youthful but wise. Youthful but careful. Youthful but believing and trusting in God. And the protocols of heaven and the protocols of the kingdom. Tamokala, Shabaka, Parama, Katasuba. The diplomatic lines of heaven. The determinations of God that are determined for your life. May you respect it and reap from it according to the will of God and the power of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beautiful. In conclusion, Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, Solomon speaking here, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Verse 2. For length of days, you see, and long life, and peace shall they add to thee. You see, how does forget not my commandment connect to peace? Novice cannot get it. It's more than x is equal to minus 2a. Times the square root of b squared minus 4ac all over 2a. It's more than that. What is the connection between length of days and forget not what I told you? Don't forget what I told you. And let your heart, not your head, your heart keep my commandment. Huh? What's the connection? You tell me the connection, my friend. Tell me the connection. Tell me the connection. You don't believe it, you see? Because you are a novice. You don't know that it's more than this math formula that has been discovered. Let not thy heart forget my commandments. Then he said, bind mercy and truth. Let them not forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Mercy and truth. The truth and mercy. Truth does not go alone. It goes with mercy. It goes with grace. Truth doesn't stand alone. Jesus came with grace and truth. Not only the truth we need. We need the truth and we need mercy. Write them upon the neck of thy heart. So shalt thou find mercy and good favor and understanding. Favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Yes. divine favor. Favor means you are chosen. Good understanding. Where people understand you and people can empathize with you and sympathize with you and relate with you. Let not mercy, forgiveness. You must always be forgiving. Bind it around your neck. Bind it. Write it on the table of your heart. So shall thou find favor. Favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Your lack of mercy and your lack of truth can cost you favor and cost you good understanding. How does it work? Can you explain it? Yes, I can. X is equals to minus 2AB minus B times plus or minus square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. You to explain it. And I also explain how when you bind mercy and truth, you get favor and good understanding. Explain to me how X is equal to minus B plus or minus. It doesn't matter whether it's plus. It doesn't matter whether it's minus. Huh? You multiply it by the square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. It doesn't matter. And it always comes to X. Explain it, and I'll also explain to you how when you bind, you don't allow mercy and truth to get away from you. You get favor and understanding. I'll also explain it to you. After church, call me. My number is 020-433-48946. It's not my number, please. Proverbs 3 verse 1. My son, forget not my law. Let my heart, your heart keep my what I told you. Remember what I told you? Remember what I told you? For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Yeah. These days I try to remember anything that my father, my biological father, that he told me. A few statements, words, and other fathers that I've encountered. Little things they say. Yeah. One old man, he was with me in California. I was going to hold his bag. He said, no, I'm a young man. Let me carry my bag. He never let me carry his bag. Over 70. I said, please. He said, no, I'm a young man, he said to me. I carry my bag. All these are famous words of famous fathers. You don't know what it means. My son, forget not my law, minus B. Plus or minus. Let thine heart, not your mind, your heart, keep it in your heart. Believe in your heart my commandments. Length of days is equal to what? Square root of B squared minus 4AC. Long life. Peace. 4AC. All over they shall add to thee 2A. Let's go to X. Explain it. When you can explain it, I also explain how this one works. Verse 3. You want to send me a text of how the formula is true. Don't waste your time. You know, there are some people who are too no. Have you met such people before? You are listening to preaching. You want to send me a text of the explanation of the formula and the one who invented the formula in the year that the formula was released. You've Googled it too. And copy and paste. You think I don't have Google in my house? Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Always choose to be merciful. Oh, yes. Choose it. Choose it. Truth. Always be truthful to yourself, to others, about everything. Bind it. How? What will it do? You'll find good favor. When you are not truthful, you lose favor. You lose. People don't like you anymore. And good understanding. People understand you. Yes. In the sight of God and man. Be blessed. Father, thank you for your blessing, for your word, for guiding us by your mighty Holy Spirit. Help us to believe your powerful word, so real, so anointed, so much from your Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us, that we may serve you with joy and pleasure forevermore in your presence. Lord, it's only 6,000 years, and most of us have forgotten who you are and how you made this world. So we lift up our hands and we return to you the glory. We come back to you and say, you are God. All formally and all mathematical formally and scriptural formally are in your hands. You are the creator of heaven and earth. Let our hearts respect you and respect the outcomes of your word, the principles of your word, where they are heading and where they are headed to. We give you thanks. And we commend ourselves that we may escape the life of a novice and the pride that comes from shallowness and emptiness. We thank you for your blessing and your holy word that is released today in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God that you have escaped right now the life of an empty and shallow newcomer filled with stupidity and pride. But Lord has delivered you and established you as his child forevermore. Under his laws you shall operate, and under his banner of love you shall succeed. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who has established us in his ways, who leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. To God be the glory, great things he has done. We give you praise, Father. We give you thanks. We thank you for your power, your love, your mercy that is at work. Receive the grace to graduate into fatherhood in the ministry. You shall be called Father one day by children who recognize your fatherhood and who recognize the grace of God upon your life. Father, I thank you for the blessing released to your children today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you can pray this prayer with me. You want to give your heart to God. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me from my wicked ways. I give my life to you. Please write my name in the book of life. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for saving me. Amen.
Sweet brother, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Dear sister, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop it. If my people who are called by my name,
called by my name,
will humble themselves and call on me, they should turn away from their many wicked ways.
Many wicked ways.
Seek my face and I will answer them. If my people,
if my people humble themselves,
turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry. If my people,
if my people humble themselves,
turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry. Sweet brother, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
If Christians today want to see the power of God, in their lives or in their church, the effectual prayer of a righteous man,
of a righteous man,
will accomplish much. If my people
humble themselves,
turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry. Oh, if my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry. Everyone who is godly shall arise and pray to thee.
Arise and pray to thee.
Pray in the time when thou may be found. In the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh to thee.
Not come nigh to thee.
This is your chance, a good time to pray.
If my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry. If my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
Sweet brother, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
If my people shall wait upon the Lord, renew their strength and mount up with wings, they shall run like the prophet, they shall not be weary.
Not be weary.
They shall walk and shall not faint. Sweet brother, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Dear sister, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Dear sister, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Thank you. the changing scenes of life. I want to learn from you, know the truth, grow in Christ, become mature. I want to walk with you,
Jesus,
and talk with you, yeah,
Jesus,
learn from you,
Jesus.
I want to be close to you, Lord. I know you're leading me, so much difficulty on my leg. Does everyone have such issues that never seem to go away? Problems, trials, temptations. Is it because I'm walking with you?
Oh, my Lord.
You're the only one I need.
Oh, my Lord,
it's you. I want to walk with you,
Jesus,
and talk. To you, Lord, as I walk along with you, I go through many things. They are tests you've allowed. Please make a way of escape so that I can make it through. I still want to walk with you and serve you. And talk with you, yeah.
Jesus.
Learn from you,
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you. Lord, help me as I walk with you on the Via Dolorosa, road of suffering and pain. Help me to never turn from this road you've called me to. Never change my mind about serving you.
Oh, my Lord,
you're the only one I need.
Oh, my Lord, it's you.
I wanna walk with you,
Jesus,
and talk with you, yeah,
Jesus,
learn from you,
Jesus.
I wanna close to you, and when I feel your presence, Lord, oh, I feel your joy, oh Lord, I feel your love, oh Jesus, oh, woo. I wanna learn from you,
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you. I wanna walk with you,
Jesus.
And talk with you, yeah,
Jesus.
I wanna learn from you,
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you. Teach me how to walk with you. I wanna learn from you,
Jesus.
I wanna. wanna learn from you.
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you. Teach me how to walk. Teach me how to
Jesus.
Talk. Teach me how to learn from you.
Jesus.
I wanna learn from you.
Jesus.
I just wanna be close to you.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind.